A judge is set to decide whether low-level radioactive material left over from the creation of the first atomic bomb can find its forever home in a Metro Detroit landfill. New York wants to send about 6,000 cubic yards of tainted soil and 4,000 gallons of contaminated groundwater to a waste disposal site near Belleville. It's one of a handful in the country licensed to dispose of such waste. Communities near the site, including Canton Township, filed a lawsuit to stop shipments of the toxic material from New York. Canton Township Supervisor Anne Marie Graham Hudak tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the suit has kept those remnants of the Manhattan Project out of Michigan so far, but not other contaminated material.
So at this time, we still have this kind of waste coming into Michigan, whether it be into the injection well in Romulus or into Wayne Disposal. So it is unfortunately still coming, but we're hoping this helps us launch some precedents to stop that.
But the specific one from New York has not come yet.
It has not come, no. And it was supposed to start coming basically in January. So we're glad that we were able to stop it. We met with the judge. The hearing was in May, and the judge is scheduled to make the ruling on July 2nd. We hope that happens. We've been working also with Senator Darren Camilleri and Rep. Reggie Miller. They have two bills that are going to increase tipping fees, amongst many other things. Basically, our tipping fees are one of the lowest in the nation. We're basically at 36 cents a ton. So we're just basically inviting people to come dump into Michigan. Other states, you're looking at $13 a ton. That just exasperates what we already have. And at some point, our landfills will be full and we will be looking for other places. Canton Landfill maybe has 5 years left. The EPA were saying that this was safe. And our question was, if this is so safe, why is it being moved? Why don't you just mitigate it in place? And that's still what we're questioning. But radioactive waste in the body is absorbed and it's additive. So if you live near there, yeah, that's a problem. Also, Michigan has 21% of the world's fresh water. And so we're putting this in an area, well, there's a dense area. You've got schools nearby, groundwater, which takes it out to the Rouge River, which takes it to the Detroit River, which takes it out to the Great Lakes. So why are we looking at even putting it there? It's also, what they're going to do is they call it burritos. So they would wrap the waste in these plastic burritos and then come here and bury it so many feet, and then they put a cap on it. But they could not guarantee even that the plastic they're going to wrap it in is going to even match the half-life of some of this radioactive dirt that they have. I'm a retired engineer. One of the things that I worked on before I left Ford Motor Company was electromagnetic radiation. And that was actually one of my favorite classes in college. And they can't guarantee how this waste will stay encompassed in this plastic. There's no tests on this plastic that have been done to that. And again, their guidelines, I think their guidelines are way too narrow. But they're going to keep dumping it, which is, makes it additive, and it doesn't go away. It's a constant radiation.
So you actually don't trust what the agencies or the company are saying about this?
Correct. I do not trust it. I think some of the guidelines that have been made in Michigan especially are leaning more towards companies. We're an automotive area, and we know that we've got PFAS. We know that, you know, in the early days, automotive companies would dump, you know, wherever they did. I know that there's brown fields for reasons because companies dumped. And I really, really believe that we are contaminated. And I think in Michigan, our guidelines are way too low. I think they protect companies more than they do our residents. This is a public health issue. It really is.
So what remedy would you be seeking at this point now?
The remedy I would be seeking is that we stop this. Darren Camilleri's bill actually states that also. He says we just stop everything from coming in. We do more studies and more testing. We do not allow any more radioactive waste to come into Michigan. We do not allow any more new sites to be established. I know a lot of the businesses are concerned about this. But if you look at it, even hospitals, you know, hospitals generate radioactive waste. You do x-rays, you do MRIs and things like that. So how do we mitigate in place what we have instead of transporting it? I don't think we should be transporting it. Quit thinking about kicking things down the road, saying, hey, we're just going to keep doing this. We're going to keep making nuclear reactors and we'll just keep burying it, not really thinking about what's going to happen in the future. I think that we've done that for too long. I just think we have done things too haphazardly, and I think our limits need to be looked at. I think that they're more pro-business than they are pro-public health. That is my biggest concern.
So that's what you would hope and seek to have happen. You've been dealing with this issue for a while now. Do you think that that's within the realms of reality?
I think if we want it to be more in the business of reality, it can be. I don't think that...
Who's we? You, the officials, the townspeople, the agencies?
I definitely think the townspeople. I definitely think the mayors and the supervisors and the townspeople. That's why we have this injunction. And that's why we're trying to push this legislation through. Yes. I think the U.S. Chamber needs to take a look at things a little bit more in terms of... If you even think of just the tipping fees. Let's just talk about the tipping fees to try to stop it. I mean, they're saying, oh, they don't agree with that. But we're just a dumping state based on 36 cents a ton.
If the company comes back and says, well, you know, we're licensed to do this. As you say, hospitals and places keep making this kind of material. It's got to go somewhere. This place is allowed to take it. We've got to put it somewhere. So why not here? How do you answer back?
My answer is that we need to study this even more. And I can understand... In Michigan, what do we do with Michigan's waste where this is happening? But taking outside waste, it just gives us less space to figure out what to do with our own. But it also is in a densely populated area. There is an interstate commerce that does not allow us to stop. There has to be a constitutional change on the federal level also, because this is considered, you know, trading commerce and money.
On this entire topic, have you ever had much reaction back from the federal government, no matter which administration was running it at the time?
Not really. They keep pointing to the Interstate Commerce Clause. And I think, obviously, you know, people always say it's hard to change a constitution and it will never happen. But look what happened with, the Supreme Court just changed some things that were in the Constitution for 50 years, you know. So I think it's a possibility. I think the need is there. The want has to make it happen.